Europe has suffered two major terrorist incidents within days, one here in Brussels and one in Istanbul. What will the medium to long-term impact be? Dr. Karin von Himpel is here from the Director General of the Royal United Services Institute. Dr. von Himpel, if we can start with you, where does this, well, end, I was about to say, not that it looks like there is an end in sight at the moment.
Right. I think for many people following this counter-ISIL campaign over the last few years, they would have anticipated that as our joint governments are squeezing ISIL at the core in Raqqa in Syria and in Mosul in Iraq, that ISIL will be lashing out at the periphery. Many people had anticipated that attacks would happen in Europe. So what really needs to happen now is the campaign needs to really accelerate. Part of the reason so many young men and women are attracted to join ISIL, to travel to Syria and Iraq, is because of this perception of invincibility that ISIL has. And as that perception is removed, fewer people will want to join ISIL, and we will have fewer attacks. But I'm afraid in the next year or so, we're going to be seeing more of this.
It's a perception of invincibility, is it, that drives them, rather than what they perceive to be the unfairness of the West's attacks on IS targets?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think we fully understand, but I do think that the fact that they have this so-called caliphate, that these men are going around, you know, in their black suits and doing really pretty scary things is attractive and appealing to many young people. So, you have to squeeze it at two ends. I think we're probably better on the security side of it, using intelligence, police, military-type tools, than we are on the softer tools, the counter-radicalization tools.
Which is exactly what I was talking to a couple of people here in Brussels earlier about, and very much the idea from inside the Muslim community here that this wasn't expressed as an excuse, but that there are reasons, unemployment, a perception of racism within, in this case, Belgian society and the like, which encourages just a handful of people to say, I've had enough, I'm going to go to the radical extreme.
Yeah, I'm not sure I fully buy that argument. I mean, there are so many people around the world who are in similar situations and they don't lash out in this way. So I do think that there's some other type of appeal that ISIL has that's even different from what Al-Qaeda or other groups like Al-Shabaab have had in the past. I mean, the numbers joining ISIL are much, much larger. There are 500 to 1,000 young people and some older people, too, traveling to Syria and Iraq, now Libya even. The numbers joining Al-Qaeda in the past decade or Al-Shabaab were in the trickles. They were in the handful. So there is something else going on that isn't just about alienation, marginalization, those other arguments that people have used. I do think there's something else, and I don't think we fully understand it as well as we need to.
And beyond the radicalization within Europe, I mean, what is going on in Turkey seems to be very worrying indeed.
Yes, I was actually in Turkey last week. And there were bombs in Ankara and in Istanbul. As far as I understand, the Istanbul bombing was attributed to ISIL. I don't think there's a connection between what happened in Istanbul and what happened in Paris/Brussels recently. But certainly there are enough people who can travel to many of these countries to cause havoc.
And travel back. I mean, Syria is close enough, but Turkey itself borders the European Union.
Right. I mean, my big concern is over the next year or so, as ISIL is squeezed out of Syria and Iraq, there will be some very well-trained foreign fighters who, don't forget, the theater in, if you survive Iraq and Syria, you're facing an array of Hezbollah, Iranian, Russian, Syrian regime troops on the one side, ISIL on the other side, and a number of other groups like Al-Qaeda, Jabhat al-Nusra, etc. So if you survive that theater, you're a very highly trained, very scary person. And many of those individuals will be going to Europe. They may not go back to where they're from. If you have a British passport, you may not go back to the UK. You may want to go to another country. And I'm not sure our security services are planning as much as they should to really deal with this.
Thank you very much indeed.